Up to 10. Second section for recitation. 8 things are helpful. 8 things should be developed. 8 things should be completely understood. 8 things should be given up. 8 things make things worse. 8 things lead to distinction. 8 things are hard to comprehend. 8 things should be produced. 8 things should be directly known. 8 things should be realized. What 8 things are helpful? There are 8 causes and reasons that lead to acquiring the wisdom fundamental to the spiritual life and to its increase, growth, development, and fulfillment once it has been acquired. What 8? It's when a mendicant lives relying on the teacher or a spiritual companion in a teacher's role, and they set up a keen sense of conscience and prudence for them with warmth and respect. This is the first cause. When a mendicant lives relying on the teacher or a spiritual companion in a teacher's role, with a keen sense of conscience and prudence for them with warmth and respect, from time to time they go and ask them questions. Why, sir, does it say this? What does that mean? Those venerables clarify what is unclear, reveal what is obscure, and dispel doubt regarding the many doubtful matters. This is the second cause. After hearing that teaching, they perfect withdrawal of both body and mind. This is the third cause. Furthermore, a mendicant is ethical, restrained in the monastic code, and has appropriate behaviour and means of collecting alms. Seeing danger in the slightest flaw, they keep the rules they've undertaken. This is the fourth cause. Furthermore, a mendicant is very learned, remembering and keeping what they've learned. These teachings are good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end. Meaningful and well phrased, describing a spiritual practice that's entirely full and pure. They are very learned in such teachings, remembering them, reinforcing them by recitation, mentally scrutinizing them and comprehending them theoretically. This is the fifth cause. Furthermore, a mendicant lives with energy roused up for giving up unskillful qualities and gaining skillful qualities. They are strong, firmly applied, not slacking off when it comes to developing skillful qualities. This is the sixth cause. Furthermore, a mendicant is mindful. They have utmost mindfulness and alertness, and can remember and recall what was said and done long ago. This is the seventh cause. Furthermore, a mendicant meditates, observing rise and fall in the 5 grasping aggregates. Such is form, such is the origin of form, such is the ending of form. Such is feeling, such is the origin of feeling, such is the ending of feeling. Such is perception, such is the origin of perception, such is the ending of perception. Such are choices, such is the origin of choices, such is the ending of choices. Such is consciousness, such is the origin of consciousness, such is the ending of consciousness. This is the eighth cause. What 8 things should be developed? The Noble Eightfold Path, that is, right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right immersion. What 8 things should be completely understood? 8 worldly conditions, gain and loss, fame and disgrace, praise and blame, pleasure and pain. What 8 things should be given up? 8 wrong ways, wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, and wrong immersion. What 8 things make things worse? 8 grounds for laziness. Firstly, a mendicant has some work to do. They think, I have some work to do, but while doing it, my body will get tired. I'd better have a lie down. They lie down and don't rouse energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. This is the first ground for laziness. Furthermore, a mendicant has done some work. They think, I've done some work, but while working my body got tired. I'd better have a lie down. They lie down and don't rouse energy. This is the second ground for laziness. Furthermore, a mendicant has to go on a journey. They think, I have to go on a journey, but while walking my body will get tired. I'd better have a lie down. They lie down and don't rouse energy. This is the third ground for laziness. Furthermore, a mendicant has gone on a journey. They think, I've gone on a journey, but while walking my body got tired. I'd better have a lie down. They lie down and don't rouse energy. This is the fourth ground for laziness. Furthermore, a mendicant has wandered for alms, but they didn't get to fill up on as much food as they like, coarse or fine. They think, I've wandered for alms, but I didn't get to fill up on as much food as I like, coarse or fine. My body is tired and unfit for work. I'd better have a lie down. This is the fifth ground for laziness. Furthermore, a mendicant has wandered for alms, and they got to fill up on as much food as they like, coarse or fine. They think, I've wandered for alms, and I got to fill up on as much food as I like, coarse or fine. My body is heavy, unfit for work, like I've just eaten a load of beans. I'd better have a lie down. They lie down and don't rouse energy. This is the sixth ground for laziness. Furthermore, a mendicant feels a little sick. They think, I feel a little sick. Lying down would be good for me. I'd better have a lie down. They lie down and don't rouse energy. This is the seventh ground for laziness. Furthermore, a mendicant has recently recovered from illness. They think, I've recently recovered from illness. My body is weak and unfit for work. I'd better have a lie down. They lie down and don't rouse energy. This is the eighth ground for laziness. What eight things lead to distinction? Eight grounds for arousing energy. Firstly, a mendicant has some work to do. They think, I have some work to do. While working, it's not easy to focus on the Buddha's instructions. I'd better preemptively rouse up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. They rouse energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. This is the first ground for arousing energy. Furthermore, a mendicant has done some work. They think, I've done some work. While I was working, I wasn't able to focus on the Buddha's instructions. I'd better preemptively rouse up energy. This is the second ground for arousing energy. Furthermore, a mendicant has to go on a journey. They think, I have to go on a journey. While walking, it's not easy to focus on the Buddha's instructions. I'd better preemptively rouse up energy. This is the third ground for arousing energy. Furthermore, a mendicant has gone on a journey. They think, I've gone on a journey. While I was walking, I wasn't able to focus on the Buddha's instructions. I'd better preemptively rouse up energy. This is the fourth ground for arousing energy. Furthermore, a mendicant has wandered for alms, but they didn't get to fill up on as much food as they like, coarse or fine. They think, I've wandered for alms, but I didn't get to fill up on as much food as I like, coarse or fine. My body is light and fit for work. I'd better preemptively rouse up energy. This is the fifth ground for arousing energy. Furthermore, a mendicant has wandered for alms, and they got to fill up on as much food as they like, coarse or fine. They think, I've wandered for alms, and I got to fill up on as much food as I like, coarse or fine. My body is strong and fit for work. I'd better preemptively rouse up energy. This is the sixth ground for arousing energy. Furthermore, a mendicant feels a little sick. They think, I feel a little sick. It's possible this illness will worsen. I'd better preemptively rouse up energy. This is the seventh ground for arousing energy. Furthermore, a mendicant has recently recovered from illness. They think, I've recently recovered from illness. It's possible the illness will come back. I'd better preemptively rouse up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. They rouse energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. This is the eighth ground for arousing energy. What eight things are hard to comprehend? Eight lost opportunities for spiritual practice. Firstly, a realized one has arisen in the world. He teaches the Dhamma, leading to peace, extinguishment, awakening, as proclaimed by the Holy One. But a person has been reborn in hell. This is the first lost opportunity for spiritual practice. Furthermore, a realized one has arisen in the world, but a person has been reborn in the animal realm. This is the second lost opportunity for spiritual practice. Furthermore, a realized one has arisen in the world, but a person has been reborn in the ghost realm. This is the third lost opportunity for spiritual practice. Furthermore, a realized one has arisen in the world, but a person has been reborn in one of the long-lived orders of gods. This is the fourth lost opportunity for spiritual practice. Furthermore, a realized one has arisen in the world, but a person has been reborn in the borderlands among barbarian tribes where monks, nuns, laymen and laywomen do not go. This is the fifth lost opportunity for spiritual practice. Furthermore, a realized one has arisen in the world, and a person is reborn in a central country, but they have wrong view and distorted perspective. There's no meaning in giving, sacrifice, or offerings. There's no fruit or result of good and bad deeds. There's no afterlife. There are no duties to mother and father. No beings are reborn spontaneously, and there's no ascetic or Brahmin who is well attained and practiced, and who describes the afterlife after realizing it with their own insight. This is the sixth lost opportunity for spiritual practice. Furthermore, a realized one has arisen in the world, and a person is reborn in a central country. But they're witless, dull, stupid, and unable to distinguish the well-said from the poorly said. This is the seventh lost opportunity for spiritual practice. Furthermore, a realized one has arisen in the world, but he doesn't teach the Dhamma, leading to peace, extinguishment, awakening, as announced by the Holy One. And a person is reborn in a central country, and they're wise, bright, clever, and able to distinguish the well-said from the poorly said. This is the eighth lost opportunity for spiritual practice. What eight things should be produced? Eight thoughts of a great man. This teaching is for those of few wishes, not for those of many wishes. It's for the contented, not the discontented. It's for the secluded, not those who enjoy company. It's for the energetic, not the lazy. It's for the mindful, not the unmindful. It's for those with immersion, not those without immersion. It's for the wise, not the witless. This teaching is for those who don't enjoy proliferating, not for those who enjoy proliferating. What eight things should be directly known? Eight dimensions of mastery, perceiving form internally, someone sees visions externally, limited, both pretty and ugly. Mastering them, they perceive, I know and see. This is the first dimension of mastery. Perceiving forms internally, someone sees visions externally, limitless, both pretty and ugly. Mastering them, they perceive, I know and see. This is the second dimension of mastery. Not perceiving form internally, someone sees visions externally, limited, both pretty and ugly. Mastering them, they perceive, I know and see. This is the third dimension of mastery. Not perceiving form internally, someone sees visions externally, limitless, both pretty and ugly. Mastering them, they perceive, I know and see. This is the fourth dimension of mastery. Not perceiving form internally, someone sees visions externally that are blue, with blue colour, blue hue, and blue tint. They're like a flax flower that's blue, with blue colour, blue hue, and blue tint. Or a cloth from Baranasi that's smoothed on both sides, blue with blue colour, blue hue, and blue tint. Mastering them, they perceive, I know and see. This is the fifth dimension of mastery. Not perceiving form internally, someone sees visions externally that are yellow, with yellow colour, yellow hue, and yellow tint. They're like a champak flower that's yellow, with yellow colour, yellow hue, and yellow tint. Or a cloth from Baranasi that's smoothed on both sides, yellow, with yellow colour, yellow hue, and yellow tint. Mastering them, they perceive, I know and see. This is the sixth dimension of mastery. Not perceiving form internally, someone sees visions externally that are red, with red colour, red hue, and red tint. They're like a scarlet mallow flower that's red, with red colour, red hue, and red tint. Or a cloth from Baranasi that's smoothed on both sides, red, with red colour, red hue, and red tint. Mastering them, they perceive, I know and see. This is the seventh dimension of mastery. Not perceiving form internally, someone sees visions externally that are white, with white colour, white hue, and white tint. They're like the morning star that's white, with white colour, white hue, and white tint. Or a cloth from Baranasi that's smoothed on both sides, white, with white colour, white hue, and white tint. This is the eighth dimension of mastery. What eight things should be realized? Eight liberations. Having physical form, they see visions. This is the first liberation. Not perceiving physical form internally, someone sees visions externally. This is the second liberation. They're focused only on beauty. This is the third liberation. Going totally beyond perceptions of form, with the ending of perceptions of impingement, not focusing on perceptions of diversity, aware that space is infinite, they enter and remain in the dimension of infinite space. This is the fourth liberation. Going totally beyond the dimension of infinite space, aware that consciousness is infinite, they enter and remain in the dimension of infinite consciousness. This is the fifth liberation. Going totally beyond the dimension of infinite consciousness, aware that there is nothing at all, they enter and remain in the dimension of nothingness. This is the sixth liberation. Going totally beyond the dimension of nothingness, they enter and remain in the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception. This is the seventh liberation. Going totally beyond the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, they enter and remain in the cessation of perception and feeling. This is the eighth liberation. So these 80 things that are true, real and accurate, not unreal, not otherwise, were rightly awakened to by the realized one. 9 things are helpful, 9 things should be developed, 9 things should be completely understood, 9 things should be given up, 9 things make things worse, 9 things lead to distinction, 9 things are hard to comprehend, 9 things should be produced, 9 things should be directly known, 9 things should be realized. What 9 things are helpful? 9 things rooted in proper attention. When you attend properly, joy springs up. When you're joyful, rapture springs up. When the mind is full of rapture, the body becomes tranquil. When the body is tranquil, you feel bliss. And when you're blissful, the mind becomes immersed. When your mind is immersed, you truly know and see. When you truly know and see, you become disillusioned. Being disillusioned, you become dispassionate. Being dispassionate, you're freed. What 9 things should be developed? 9 factors of trying to be pure. The factors of trying to be pure in ethics, mind, view, going beyond doubt, knowledge and vision of the variety of paths, knowledge and vision of the practice, knowledge and vision, wisdom, and freedom? What 9 things should be completely understood? 9 abodes of sentient beings. There are sentient beings that are diverse in body and diverse in perception, such as human beings, some gods, and some beings in the underworld. This is the first abode of sentient beings. There are sentient beings that are diverse in body and unified in perception, such as the gods reborn in Brahma's group through the first absorption. This is the second abode of sentient beings. There are sentient beings that are unified in body and diverse in perception, such as the gods of streaming radiance. This is the third abode of sentient beings. There are sentient beings that are unified in body and unified in perception, such as the gods replete with glory. This is the fourth abode of sentient beings. There are sentient beings that are non-percipient and do not experience anything, such as the gods who are non-percipient beings. This is the fifth abode of sentient beings. There are sentient beings that have gone totally beyond perceptions of form. With the ending of perceptions of impingement, not focusing on perceptions of diversity, aware that space is infinite, they have been reborn in the dimension of infinite space. This is the sixth abode of sentient beings. There are sentient beings that have gone totally beyond the dimension of infinite space. Aware that consciousness is infinite, they have been reborn in the dimension of infinite consciousness. This is the seventh abode of sentient beings. There are sentient beings that have gone totally beyond the dimension of infinite consciousness. Aware that there is nothing at all, they have been reborn in the dimension of nothingness. This is the eighth abode of sentient beings. There are sentient beings that have gone totally beyond the dimension of nothingness. They have been reborn in the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception. This is the ninth abode of sentient beings. What 9 things should be given up? 9 things rooted in craving. Craving is a cause for seeking. Seeking is a cause for gaining material possessions. Gaining material possessions is a cause for assessing. Assessing is a cause for desire and lust. Desire and lust are a cause for attachment. Attachment is a cause for possessiveness. Possessiveness is a cause for stinginess. Stinginess is a cause for safeguarding. Owing to safeguarding, many bad unskillful things come to be. Taking up the rod and the sword, quarrels, arguments, fights, accusations, divisive speech, and lies. What 9 things make things worse? 9 grounds for resentment. Thinking, they did wrong by me, you harbour resentment. Thinking, they are doing wrong by me, you harbour resentment. Thinking, they will do wrong by me, you harbour resentment. Thinking, they did wrong by someone I love, you harbour resentment. Thinking, they are doing wrong by someone I love, you harbour resentment. Thinking, they will do wrong by someone I love, you harbour resentment. Thinking, they helped someone I dislike, you harbour resentment. Thinking, they are helping someone I dislike, you harbour resentment. Thinking, they will help someone I dislike, you harbour resentment. What 9 things lead to distinction? 9 methods to get rid of resentment. Thinking, they did wrong by me, but what can I possibly do? You get rid of resentment. Thinking, they are doing wrong by me, but what can I possibly do? You get rid of resentment. Thinking, they will do wrong by me, but what can I possibly do? You get rid of resentment. Thinking, they did wrong by someone I love, but what can I possibly do? You get rid of resentment. Thinking, they are doing wrong by someone I love, but what can I possibly do? You get rid of resentment. Thinking, they will do wrong by someone I love, but what can I possibly do? You get rid of resentment. Thinking, They helped someone I dislike, but what can I possibly do? You get rid of resentment. Thinking, they are helping someone I dislike, but what can I possibly do? You get rid of resentment. Thinking, they will help someone I dislike, but what can I possibly do? You get rid of resentment. What 9 things are hard to comprehend? 9 kinds of diversity. Diversity of elements, giving rise to diversity of contacts. Diversity of contacts gives rise to diversity of feelings. Diversity of feelings gives rise to diversity of perceptions. Diversity of perceptions gives rise to diversity of intentions. Diversity of intentions gives rise to diversity of desires. Diversity of desires gives rise to diversity of passions. Diversity of passions gives rise to diversity of searches. Diversity of searches gives rise to diversity of gains. What 9 things should be produced? 9 perceptions. The perceptions of ugliness, death, repulsiveness in food, dissatisfaction with the whole world, impermanence, suffering in impermanence, not self in suffering, giving up, and fading away. What 9 things should be directly known? 9 progressive meditations. A mendicant, quite secluded from sensual pleasures, secluded from unskillful qualities, enters and remains in the first absorption, second absorption, third absorption, fourth absorption. Going totally beyond perceptions of form, with the ending of perceptions of impingement, not focusing on perceptions of diversity, aware that space is infinite, they enter and remain in the dimension of infinite space. Going totally beyond the dimension of infinite space, aware that consciousness is infinite, they enter and remain in the dimension of infinite consciousness. Going totally beyond the dimension of infinite consciousness, aware that there is nothing at all, they enter and remain in the dimension of nothingness. Going totally beyond the dimension of nothingness, they enter and remain in the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception. Going totally beyond the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, they enter and remain in the cessation of perception and feeling. What 9 things should be realized? 9 progressive cessations. For someone who has attained the first absorption, sensual perceptions have ceased. For someone who has attained the second absorption, the placing of the mind and keeping it connected have ceased. For someone who has attained the third absorption, rapture has ceased. For someone who has attained the fourth absorption, breathing has ceased. For someone who has attained the dimension of infinite space, the perception of form has ceased. For someone who has attained the dimension of infinite consciousness, the perception of the dimension of infinite space has ceased. For someone who has attained the dimension of nothingness, the perception of the dimension of infinite consciousness has ceased. For someone who has attained the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, the perception of the dimension of nothingness has ceased. For someone who has attained the cessation of perception and feeling have ceased. So these 90 things that are true, real, and accurate, not unreal, not otherwise, were rightly awakened to by the realized one. 10 things are helpful. 10 things should be developed. 10 things should be completely understood. 10 things should be given up. 10 things make things worse. 10 things lead to distinction. 10 things are hard to comprehend. 10 things should be produced. 10 things should be directly known. 10 things should be realized. What 10 things are helpful? 10 qualities that serve as protector. First, a mendicant is ethical, restrained in the monastic code, and has appropriate behavior and means of collecting alms. Seeing danger in the slightest flaw, they keep the rules they've undertaken. This is a quality that serves as protector. Furthermore, a mendicant is learned. This too is a quality that serves as protector. Furthermore, A mendicant has good friends, companions, and associates. This, too, is a quality that serves as protector. Furthermore, a mendicant is easy to correct, having qualities that make them easy to correct. They're patient and take instruction respectfully. This, too, is a quality that serves as protector. Furthermore, a mendicant is expert and tireless in a diverse spectrum of duties for their spiritual companions, understanding how to go about things in order to complete and organize the work. This, too, is a quality that serves as protector. Furthermore, a mendicant loves the teachings and is a delight to converse with, being full of joy in the teaching and training. This, too, is a quality that serves as protector. Furthermore, a mendicant is content with any kind of robes, alms food, lodgings, and medicines and supplies for the sick. This, too, is a quality that serves as protector. Furthermore, a mendicant is energetic. This, too, is a quality that serves as protector. Furthermore, a mendicant is mindful. They have utmost mindfulness and alertness, and can remember and recall what was said and done long ago. This, too, is a quality that serves as protector. Furthermore, a mendicant is wise. They have the wisdom of arising and passing away, which is noble, penetrative, and leads to the complete ending of suffering. This, too, is a quality that serves as protector. What 10 things should be developed? 10 universal dimensions of meditation. Someone perceives the meditation on universal earth above, below, across, non-dual, and limitless. They perceive the meditation on universal water, the meditation on universal fire, the meditation on universal air, the meditation on universal blue, the meditation on universal yellow, the meditation on universal red, the meditation on universal white, the meditation on universal space. They perceive the meditation on universal consciousness above, below, across, non-dual, and limitless. What 10 things should be completely understood? 10 sense fields, eye and sights, ear and sounds, nose and smells, tongue and tastes, body and touches. What 10 things should be given up? 10 wrong ways, wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. What 10 things make things worse? 10 ways of doing unskillful deeds, killing living creatures, stealing, and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh, or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will, and wrong view. What 10 things lead to distinction? 10 ways of doing skillful deeds, refraining from killing living creatures, stealing, and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh, or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill, and right view. What 10 things are hard to comprehend? 10 noble abodes. A mendicant has given up 5 factors, possesses 6 factors, has a single guard, has 4 supports, has eliminated idiosyncratic interpretations of the truth, has totally given up searching, has unsullied intentions, has stilled the physical process, and is well freed in mind and well freed by wisdom. And how has a mendicant given up 5 factors? It's when a mendicant has given up sensual desire, ill will, dullness and drowsiness, restlessness and remorse, and doubt. That's how a mendicant has given up 5 factors. And how does a mendicant possess 6 factors? A mendicant, seeing a sight with their eyes, is neither happy nor sad. They remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. Hearing a sound with their ears, they're neither happy nor sad. They remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. Smelling an odour with their nose, they're neither happy nor sad. They remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. Tasting a flavour with their tongue, they're neither happy nor sad. They remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. Feeling a touch with their body, they're neither happy nor sad. They remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. Knowing a thought with their mind, they're neither happy nor sad. They remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. That's how a mendicant possesses six factors. And how does a mendicant have a single guard? It's when a mendicant's heart is guarded by mindfulness. That's how a mendicant has a single guard. And how does a mendicant have four supports? After reflection, a mendicant uses some things, endures some things, avoids some things, and gets rid of some things. That's how a mendicant has four supports. And how has a mendicant eliminated idiosyncratic interpretations of the truth? Different ascetics and Brahmins have different idiosyncratic interpretations of the truth. A mendicant has dispelled, eliminated, thrown out, rejected, let go of, given up, and relinquished all these. That's how a mendicant has eliminated idiosyncratic interpretations of the truth. And how has a mendicant totally given up searching? It's when they've given up searching for sensual pleasures, for continued existence, and for a spiritual path. That's how a mendicant has totally given up searching. And how does a mendicant have unsullied intentions? It's when they've given up sensual, malicious, and cruel intentions. That's how a mendicant has unsullied intentions. And how has a mendicant stilled the physical process? Giving up pleasure and pain, and ending former happiness and sadness, they enter and remain in the fourth absorption, without pleasure or pain, with pure equanimity and mindfulness. That's how a mendicant has stilled the physical process. And how is a mendicant well freed in mind? It's when a mendicant's mind is freed from greed, hate, and delusion. That's how a mendicant is well freed in mind. And how is a mendicant well freed by wisdom? It's when a mendicant understands, I've given up greed, hate, and delusion, cut them off at the root, made them like a palm stump, exterminated them, so they're unable to arise in the future. That's how a mendicant's mind is well freed by wisdom. What 10 things should be produced? 10 perceptions. The perceptions of ugliness, death, repulsiveness in food, dissatisfaction with the whole world, impermanence, suffering in impermanence, not self in suffering, giving up, fading away, and cessation. What 10 things should be directly known? 10 grounds for wearing away. For one of right view, wrong view is worn away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong view are worn away. For one of right intention, wrong intention is worn away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong intention are worn away. For one of right speech, wrong speech is worn away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong speech are worn away. For one of right action, wrong action is worn away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong action are worn away. For one of right livelihood, wrong livelihood is worn away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong livelihood are worn away. For one of right effort, wrong effort is worn away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong effort are worn away. For one of right mindfulness, wrong mindfulness is worn away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong mindfulness are worn away. For one of right immersion, wrong immersion is worn away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong immersion are worn away. For one of right knowledge, wrong knowledge is worn away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong knowledge are worn away. For one of right freedom, wrong freedom is worn away. And the many bad, unskillful qualities that arise because of wrong freedom are worn away. What 10 things should be realized? 10 Qualities of an Adept. An Adept's Right View, Right Thought, Right Speech, Right Action, Right Livelihood, Right Effort, Right Mindfulness, Right Immersion, Right Knowledge, and Right Freedom. So these 100 things that are true, real, and accurate, not unreal, not otherwise, were rightly awakened to by the Realized One. This is what Venerable Sariputta said. Satisfied, the mendicants were happy with what Sariputta said.